Good morning. Boys and girls, I'm gonna go ahead and have you sit kind of close where you're going to be standing because you're gonna sing right after the children's time. All right. How are you? Good. You're gonna be singing in a minute. Are you a little nervous about that? No? Oh, good. I'm so glad. So just put your chin up, shoulders back, and own it like a boss when the time comes, right? I do want to talk today about being nervous, and more specifically, about feeling uneasy. Have you ever felt uneasy? Feeling uneasy usually comes as a result of having other feelings. So we feel that weird feeling in our tummy because we're afraid, or we're upset, or we're nervous. It's just that weird, not quite right feeling. Have you ever had that? Yeah? What kinds of things make you feel uneasy? Wow, you're just brave all the time. That is so awesome. You know what makes me feel uneasy? Is speaking in front of a lot of grown-ups, okay? And the funny thing is, that's my job. I do that for my job. And every time I feel uneasy before I speak to a lot of grown-ups. Isn't that weird? Yeah. I want to share a story with you. Maybe you know it. It is a book called Jabari Jumps. Do you know that book? If you haven't read it before, it's a picture book. And so even if you're a little bit older, I'd still invite you to read it because it's probably going to remind you of some feelings that you've had before. But Jabari is a little boy who goes to the pool, and he decides that he is going to go off of the high dive. Okay, and he's super, super excited about it at first, but then he feels a little bit nervous. And you can see in this picture, the grown-ups can't see it, but he's holding his dad's hand. And when he looks at the high dive and how all the people at the top of the high dive look so tiny and ready to jump off, he gets a little nervous, and that makes him feel uneasy. And so he decides, you do, oh, I love it too, one of my favorite books. Oh, nice. Okay, so you will have to absolutely do a book review for all of your friends, all right? But you can see here Jabari's looking way up at the ladder that goes all the way up to the high dive, and then he starts telling people, you can go in front of me if you want to. And then he says, oh, wait a minute, you know what? I forgot to do my stretches, so I'm gonna do those first, okay? But then his dad tells him something that's super, super important, and it stayed with me from this book, and I'm gonna read you that little bit. It says, it's okay to feel a little scared, said his dad. Sometimes I feel a little scared. I take a deep breath and I tell myself, I am ready. And you know what? Sometimes it stops the feeling scary and it feels a little like a surprise. Jabari loved surprises. Every time I feel uneasy about speaking in front of grown-ups, I remember something that I learned actually when I was in college. And that is that the same place in your brain that makes you feel anxious or uneasy is the same place in your brain that makes you feel excited. And so when you're feeling uneasy, if you can remember that part about your brain and tell yourself, I don't need to be afraid, I can be excited, then it helps a lot. But what really, really helps more than anything else, boys and girls, when I feel uneasy, is I talk to God first. And I pray and I tell him, dear God, I am feeling super, super nervous and uneasy right now. And I know that you can't give me a hug for real, but I'm gonna give myself a hug from you. And I'm gonna pray that you'll be with me through the next hour or however long I'm gonna be talking with grown-ups. And it always, always helps. So the next time that you're uneasy, and grown-ups, you can use this too, the next time that you're uneasy, do you think you can remember to do that? Okay, let it be a surprise, because on the other side are good things. Will you pray with me? Dear God, we thank you for this day and for this space where we can come together as a church family and worship you. Oh God, there are a lot of things that happen to us that make us feel nervous or scared or angry, and sometimes that puts uneasy feelings in our heart and in our tummy. When that time happens, oh God, we pray that you'll be with us to hold our hand and to help us feel your squeeze of love for us and to let us know that you are always with us and that you'll help us to get to the other side. Remind us, oh God, that when we're anxious, we can actually help ourselves to make it feel a little bit like a surprise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.